Andrew, welcome back to the show. How are you doing this morning?
Morning, Rasulwe. Yeah, not good. It's been quite a rough couple of days since the news obviously broke on Friday morning, and I was just listening in. Completely agree. Quite a huge surprise for all of us waking up on a Friday morning and seeing the UK close off their borders to South Africa, and then anticipating the domino effect that would come from it. And boy, we were right. It was recently night, 49 countries that have closed their borders to,
that many?
To South Africa as of late last night. So you know, it's to your point. You know, we just don't quite understand it. The science doesn't back it up. You know, a press conference on Thursday, which, you know, potentially could have been handled maybe a little bit differently. Be that as it may, you know, I just think, you know, you're not going to see other countries very openly, you know, bringing to the fore new variants. Just remember, we're on Omicron, so we've still got an alphabet along a lot of letters. Not even halfway. You know, so there's a lot more variants going to come to the fore, and I think this is a real knee jerk reaction, and it's a devastating news both for outbound travel, but also for our colleagues in the inbound sector as well.
It's frustrating because, it does feel as though, as you rightly say, going forward, you'll probably find countries not coming forward as aggressively or as openly when they discover new variants, which is dangerous, by the way, for the health of the globe. But more importantly, even if they do, I guess we've been the test case. We may probably find, I imagine, I don't know how you feel about this, but we may probably find in the next 2 weeks they'll roll back a number of their restrictions. But the damage is kind of already done, isn't it?
Yeah, the damage has been done. But I think what we're seeing from South Africans, our customers, and what we sort of long in-depth meetings with a lot of our suppliers on Monday, and I think that's the sense everyone's sort of feeling on the ground. We certainly re-accommodating passengers as best we possibly can. Our airline partners aren't at this point in time refunding. So we're also again reaccommodating, because I think we're all holding out hope that in the next sort of 2 to 3 weeks or 4 weeks, it depends what news channels you listen to and read, you know, we potentially think we may revert back to what we knew last week Thursday. You know, there obviously were travel restrictions, but, you know, the huge thing is quarantining. And I know over this period, there's lots of families that are not going to be reunited once more. Devastating news. And we're holding out, you know. So I think we've still got a bit of time before Christmas arrives. And we're certainly pushing. Catch up with airline partners on Monday. They seem pretty optimistic that, you know, they'll start, you know, commencing flying pretty soon. I know we've got Virgin, BA, Emirates. I know Qatar is also thinking about that very soon. You know, no outbound passengers at this point in time, but at least the routes are starting to commence, which is obviously good news. So I think we're all holding our hope here, Rafilwe, that in the next 2 weeks, common sense will prevail and we can revert back quickly. I think what I'm optimistic about is that as quickly as we got locked down in the space of, you know, 48 hours, as quickly it can unravel. As long as the routes are operational, which is good news, so we've got flights coming and going, we can get South African passengers back on flights pretty quickly. So I think that's what we're holding our hope for at this point in time.
What do I do, for example? I mean, last Friday, I think the panicked sort of WhatsApps and phone calls that we got were very much about, I'm about to get on a flight with my family. I'm expecting my grandchildren to arrive on Tuesday. We were all meant to reunite. And it's not as easy. I mean, one of our listeners said, why don't you know, all of your family from the UK and from South Africa, just go meet in Mozambique. It's not as easy as that. It's costly. If I have a booking in December, for example, how do I manage that? Do I cancel or do I rebook now for January? Do I cancel? Do I get a refund and then rebook when things look clearer? What's the smart thing to do?
Yeah, the silver bullet, the golden question. Look, I think just, we'll keep you abreast of, you know, Flight Centre's got a very interactive website, and I encourage everyone to jump onto that. It's updated hourly. It's flightcentre.co.za/travel news. And it's all there, Rafael, and I think, you know, you're a huge fan of Flight Centre as well, so you can follow all those updates there. But my recommendations, a good example, I've got a group of mates that come out from the UK. We're actually considering that they fly out, because remember, South Africa is open, huh? All you require is your PCR test. We're actually thinking they fly out, And they're going to take a bit of a gamble, but probably more a calculated risk that, you know, the time they leave back to, you know, UK, Europe, it's sort of middle Jan, and things should be back to normal and quarantine measures, et cetera, will fall away. It is a bit of a gamble, but I think it's the world that we live in right now. It's got to be pretty calculated. Right now, to your point, meeting in Mozambique, that's not an option. The only thing that's really open at this point in time is Zanzibar still and South Africa. So, you know, South Africa, you know, South Africans also asking me what's happening with regards to this fourth wave. And I think for the first time, I think Mr. Ramaphosa had a very balanced State of the Nation address recently where he basically, and he couldn't have a knee-jerk reaction himself, could he? Mm-hmm. When he's telling the world they've got a knee-jerk reaction. And the reality is, I think we've got to stop looking at infection rates and we've got to start looking at hospitalizations for both vaccinated and non-vaccinated people. And those are the real measurements as in to see whether, you know, sort of these variants are as lethal as what, you know, experts tell us that they are, whether the vaccines are working. Because everything I read, and Discovery sends out a month, they publish monthly stats on vaccinated versus unvaccinated in hospitals. And you know, if you go through and read that document, you'll see very clearly that vaccinated, there's you know, you are well protected against or, you know, COVID-19 and these variants. We probably more South African now got to start driving more of a, how do we get more of our population vaccinated, you know? And again, each to their own, don't get me wrong, but I think it's the only way you're going to protect yourself against this is through masking, sanitization, and vaccination. And you think the travel industry, we've just started to come out of this doldrums the last 4 months. Mm. And, you know, we had flights that were fully booked both locally and internationally. And people were flying around the world very safely. And what were they doing? They were mostly vaccinated. They were masked up for the duration of their flight. And obviously, you know, hygiene protocol. So I think we've got to learn to live with this. As you know, Rafael, you read a lot of our press releases. It's just, you know, I think this knee-jerk reaction is probably a good lesson learned. This knee-jerk reaction could have happened the middle of December. We could have had far greater amount of people stranded globally.
Right.
And hopefully in 2 weeks' time, common sense prevails and the world says, listen, this is the way we're going to handle things moving forward. We're only on O of Omicron. How do we move forward? And probably more of a consolidated platform in speaking to the world. You know, maybe everything's got to be centralized to the World Health Organization, that countries aren't ostracized for bringing to the fore these variants. And you know, the sad reality is South Africa can't afford, you know, these types of prejudice lockdowns against us, you know, and both inbound and outbound. And it was very encouraging. I was traveling to South Africa recently, and down in Cape Town, I just couldn't tell you the amount of sort of foreign tourists that were in abundance.
That's
across
it.
The waterfront.
No, and we saw
it
them.
It was so good to see, and you could see restaurateurs and Uber drivers and taxi drivers. You could just see the confidence was
and
really,
the hope
really
was
there,
back.
And
yeah.
The hope was back. And I'm still hopeful. Always an internal optimist. Okay. I'm still hopeful that hopefully we can share some good news with all South Africans in the next couple of weeks, and hopefully we can reunite families. Right. So we're still holding out hope with our suppliers, and
yes.
it's a moving target at this point in time.
It certainly is. Andrew Stark, thank you so much. Managing Director of Flight Centre Travel Group, giving us some perspective there. To Andrew's point, in terms of hope, we are going to be discussing this on the 8 o'clock panel, the vaccine mandate. Let's be honest, our infection numbers are way lower than many of the European and other countries that happen to have banned us. Our infection numbers, but so are our infection. I mean, so are our vaccination rates. And besides the prejudice that we're all aware of, that's kind of the big difference here. They've got tens of thousands of people infected and 70% plus vaccinated. We kind of have to do it.